But we're living in a perverted society where the love of many has waxed cold, and so this lie has been told that makes Bible-believing Christians the bad guy. It makes preachers the bad guy, not because we hurt anybody or harmed anybody, but just because we had the guts to get up and say what's been written in the Word of God for 3,500 years, and what was preached by men of God verbally even before that, which goes all the way back before the world even began, because God's Word is eternal. And we're just preaching it. And we love the Lord. We love God. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. And that's why we hate the evil enemies of the Lord that are harmful to children. Now let's get back on the transvestites. And we need to bring that word back. When I was a kid, there was no such word as transgender. You know, you kids today that are growing up, you don't realize that all this weirdo garbage didn't even exist. When people my age were kids, there was no such thing. This word was never uttered. Hate speech. That wasn't even a thing. Hate group, hate speech, hate crime. That concept did not exist when I was a child. And I'm not that old. And yet that didn't even exist. Anybody who's my age or older can testify to the truth of what I just said. That started coming out in the 90s. They started saying that. And it didn't even get big until the 2000s. That became a big issue, okay, where people would talk about that. But you have to understand that when I was a kid, there was no such thing as transgender. There's no such thing as LGBT. These terms were completely unknown unto us. We didn't, the rainbow, we didn't even know what that meant. We just thought they were into the Care Bears or something if we saw a rainbow. You don't know what that means. But when I was a kid, I knew about this word, transvestite. That was what they were called in the 80s. Like, that's a transvestite. You know, and that's an accurate word because they are cross-dressed. And let me tell you something. They are an abomination to the Lord. Amen. And it doesn't say that some of them are an abomination. It says all that do so are an abomination of the Lord thy God. Right. Now, if you would flip over to Deuteronomy 23. We're in chapter 22. The first point I want to make is that dressing like a woman does not make you a woman.
That's right.
You are not transgender. There's no such thing as transgender because you cannot cross over. You'd have to go in to every single cell in your body. You'd have to go into billions and billions and billions of cells and change the DNA in every cell of your body before I'll call you the other gender. Right. It doesn't exist. There's no transgender. There's a transvestite. Wearing the opposite clothing doesn't make you that gender. So a man who dresses like a woman, he's still a man.